This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. J is for Jell-O. Hello, and welcome to the Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Kosiak, here to take you through the history of food one letter at a time. Today, we'll learn about an old food item that has jiggled in and out of the culinary spotlight, Jell-O. Jell-O is the brand name for a gelatin dessert that's been around since the 19th century. But the origins of gelatin in cooking is much older. Gelatin itself is a colorless and flavorless thickening agent that is usually made from collagen, a byproduct of meat processing found in the bones, skin, and connective tissue of animals. Gelatin was used in recipes for the wealthy as far back as Egyptian times, and was tedious and time-consuming to prepare. Hours might be spent removing the hair and other material from the hooves, knuckles, and antlers of an animal before they could then be boiled, and the mixture could be carefully filtered and dried into gelatin. Medieval and Renaissance cooks would use gelatin to create elaborate molds of both sweet and savory dishes. Later, the most popular kind of gelatin was calf's hooves jelly, which is made, as the name might suggest, by boiling a calf hoof for several hours and combining the resulting liquid with sugar and fruit. Eventually, gelatin was produced in sheet form, but would need to be soaked for long periods before it could be used. In 1890, a New York man named Charles Knox was watching his wife struggle with making gelatin and was inspired to create the world's first pre-granulated variety. A few years later, a fellow New Yorker by the name of Pearl Waite, a carpenter by trade, was working to develop a patent remedy for coughs. He created a fruity gelatin dessert, which his wife named Jell-O. By 1900, after failing to successfully market the product, he sold his patent to orator Frank Woodward and his Genesee Pure Food Company for $450. Woodward had a long history of making and marketing patent medicines, and he initially struggled with his latest acquisition. At one point, Woodward allegedly tried to sell the patent to a colleague for a mere $35, but was rebuffed. Lucky for Woodward, as by 1902, Jell-O sales had topped $250,000. A 1904 Ladies' Home Journal ad proclaimed Jell-O as America's most famous dessert. The gelatin dessert gained most of its market success when the advertising team began giving away free booklets containing Jell-O recipes, some sweet and some savory, across the country. Recipes ranged from pineapple Bavarian cream and paradise pudding to New Manhattan salad, which called for apples, walnuts, and celery, and was to be served with mayonnaise or French dressing. American comedian, vaudevillian, and actor Jack Benny was signed to do radio ads for Jell-O in 1934 and originated the J-E-L-L-O tagline that remains famous to this day. While gelatin molds might not frequent the dinner table as much as they used to, Jell-O is still an American classic. For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and join us next time for another American classic with K is for Kellogg. I'm Ashley Kosiak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.